Good morning, Evergreen Church. My name is Dr. Stephen Fitch, and I serve as Eden Reforestation Project's founder and CEO. Eden has grown quite a bit since we were last together. We now have over 16,000 employees working in 8 different project nations. Amazingly, the workers are currently producing and planting an average of 8 million trees per month, bringing our 15-year tree planting total to over 300 million. That's a lot of trees. In 2019, Eden was identified by several expert eco groups as the most prolific and most cost-effective tree planting organization on the planet. Wow. And they're now asking, how in the world has a group like Eden accomplished so much? Well, today I want to share with you what has made our journey possible. What surprises the experts is Eden's forest restoration methodologies have an ironic starting point. Simply, our values and methodology are both very different from all the other groups. Instead of focusing on planting trees, we begin by assisting villagers in their journey to overcome identity poverty and broken relationships. So let's take a look at overcoming identity poverty and broken relationships through Paul's text to the Colossians in 1 Colossians 17 through 20. Here's God's relational world design that we can look forward to in Christ. He, that is Christ, is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So the question has to be asked, why do we even need to be reconciled to God? What went wrong? Well, the obvious answer for any believer is an understanding of Genesis chapter 3, after Adam and Eve chose to go their own way and to disobey the instructions of God. The impact of sin and the web of lies that flows out of sin has dramatic and wide-ranging impact. It starts really at the core with self. We are in conflict with God and we have a broken relationship that's only made right through Christ. But prior to that, we have issues, poverty of being, poverty of identity, poverty of purpose. And beyond that, I think you'll acknowledge that there's a brokenness between ourselves and community, our local community, or even our family, our friends, our coworkers, our neighbors. And there's poverty and oppression that flows out of that. And on the other side of the circle is a broken relationship with the broad scale others, the governments and those in authority over us, resulting in violence and racism and domination. And all of these belong to the social system, the political and economic that we place so much emphasis on. And there's no question these are broken. What we often ignore is what Genesis chapter 3 also discusses and processes in terms of a brokenness, a curse. And cursed is the ground because of you. So the environment is part of our brokenness that Christ is destined to work with us, we, the body of Christ, the church, to heal. Because right now there's overused land, there's poor land, and there's no land. And you're especially negatively impacted if you live in an impoverished nation where you have no land rights, or your land has been victimized by radical deforestation or other environmental degradations that have so damaged your life. This next depiction is a good start. You know, you think of impoverished nations and We look at them as vacation sites with beautiful beaches and palm trees. But the truth is, the men are often working at subsistence or subsistence levels because the environment is so degraded. And the women who are in charge of the households are left to fight so many horrendous battles that we can hardly imagine. They can't care for their children. They can't send them to school. They can't provide them with basic necessities. They have no jobs. They have no income. And they fall into just a horrendous level of despair. What Eden has experienced is every time we put out an opportunity for employment, we see a mob. This last few months in Madagascar, for instance, we hired about 500 people. That's a lot of people. But thousands showed up desperate for jobs, and they would show up as early as 2 a.m. And the problem is they just didn't believe they had a real chance. And part of the difficulty with so many people in the world is their identity poverty, not their just their resource poverty. They have no hope. They don't believe anybody sees them. But in Christ, we see them. Jesus was really good at seeing people that nobody else saw. He saw the broken, the oppressed, the impoverished, the lepers, the tax collectors like Matthew, even the women of ill repute. He saw them, he cared for them, and they became his followers because he saw them, he reconciled them to himself and to God and helped them to repair their relationship with others. And this is what Eden is seeking to do, provide the dignity of employment so that people have a chance to think, I can provide. I have a reason to live. I have a purpose. I don't have to abandon my family. I can send my kids to school. I can provide for them. And we have, like I said, 16,000 heads of household now who are employees for Eden who've begun the path of identity restoration. And they provide for an average of 6 dependents per person. So the numbers are absolutely staggering. And then there's also the environmental results. This next depiction shows an area in a place called Mahabana, Madagascar, where you see nothing but devastation, a few trees in the background. But this was once a lush forest that has turned into nothing but a quagmire of mud. But God in his resilient and reconciliation-oriented nature has made a way for us to hire these people and to begin planting mangrove propagules, mangrove tree wannabes. And over time, the results are absolutely staggering. This is the same place just this last year in 2019. The first film was in 2015. And you see just after 4 years, you are beginning to see an emerging forest again, and it's lush with life. There's crabs, there's shrimp, there's fish that have all taken refuge in their crazy root systems in these mangrove estuaries, and the mud no longer washes into the ocean and smothers the coral reefs, and the ocean has turned from red to blue again. And it's just remarkable how resilient God's processes are. His nature always finds a way. And the survival rate that so many worry about is not something to be concerned about, because around year 4 or 5, these trees start dropping propagules of their own like crazy. And the net result, the net survival rate is into the hundreds and even the thousands at many of our sites. So it's just absolutely astronomical. So as we look at this interesting time when the world is in an upheaval because of COVID-19, we need to remember that April is Earth Month and Earth Day is coming up. And I'd like to invite you to consider something really simple. $3. Make a $3 donation. You won't even notice it gone. It in our culture, as you'll see in the vid that's going right now, it just provides a cup of coffee, a gallon of gas, maybe a hamburger, a cheap hamburger. But for the people in our project nations, it provides a full day's wage. It provides them with the ability to care for their family with all the food and resources that they need. And it also plants 30 trees. And that's an amazing outcome as well. So in conclusion, I would invite you to consider Scripture once more. God's creation is crying out for help, for creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. As the children of God, let's show up. Let's restore the identity of thousands, tens of thousands of more people. Let's give them a day's wage or 10 days wages or 100 days wages. Let's join together and share the good news of the reconciliation processes of God that can occur as we combine caring for the poor with a broken identity and the caring for creation in one simple package. God bless and thank you so much.